to the railway's roundup in today's papers. Driverless trains on the London Underground would cost £7 billion, while still requiring a staff member on board every tube. That's according to an article in The Independent that says a leaked document shows a presentation said to have been prepared for senior Transport for London managers said the case for driverless trains is not financially positive given the high capital costs. The drivers' union ASLEF, which is said to have obtained the leaked document, said it proved the idea is a politically driven fantasy. In July, Boris Johnson pushed for the introduction of driverless trains as a condition of a future TfL bailout. Network Rail is reminding passengers to check before they travel ahead of planned engineering works at Leeds Station this Saturday and Sunday. Much of the station will be closed as part of ongoing work to create the new Platform Zero, a £161 million project due to be completed at the end of this year. To make sure the construction work can take place safely, train services will have to be temporarily halted, with buses instead along several key routes. New figures show that work to prepare for the effects of autumn resulted in more trains arriving on time and the best-performing September of the Abellio franchise. Across Scotland, 92.3% of the ScotRail trains met the Rail Industry Standard Public Performance Measure in the period 20th of September to 17th of October 2020. Finally, and a Grand Central train has arrived at the York Visitor Information Centre as part of a new partnership between the city's official tourism body and the rail operator. The 4-metre Lego model of the Class 180 Adelante is made from around 30,000 bricks and includes a full internal lighting system throughout the carriages. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.